Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, you're welcome. They don't really give us much of a choice, so that's why we do it. It has been a fun and convivial atmosphere at Deuces on Clark Street, our friends at Dos Equis. So we thank them very much. We also thank our guests, Sam Vicini. We thank Anthony Heron. We thank Hub Arkish. We thank the engineer, Dan Puroy. Our producers today have been Jay Zawoski, Mike Chen, and Rick Camp.
So we had Hub on. We've got McNeil and Parkins.
He's
here
lurking
us
out of my peripheral vision. I need like rearview mirrors.
Stalking
here.
You.
He's
like
in my blind spot.
Swimming around slowly. I think, Danny, I will check back what I mentioned to you yesterday about the Bears free agent class. I think I went a little after you about being happy that they've improved from the nothingness that they were.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm over it.
I know you are. I don't really care myself and really haven't thought about it at all. But Hub was a huge Taylor Gabriel fan. He's big on Robinson. And I think maybe after watching some tape last night and looking at the specific skill sets these guys have to fit into what may be Nagy's offense, I think I'm more closer to your side now than I was 24 hours ago.
You had to get one right eventually, Connor.
Yeah, I mean, it's a volume thing. I just gotta fill it up like Kobe.
Shooter.
I'll be fine.
It's day two.
Some
are
gonna go down.
What specifically? We couldn't hear.
Sure.
What specifically did Hub say about Gabriel?
Huge fan of Gabriel and the plays he's able to make. The 30 something catches that he had the other year, but 16 and change per catch. He really likes the idea of a big play possibility and just kind of being an outlet,
okay,
I guess, for
optimism
Mitchell.
From Hub.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I count on Hub to counter whatever my prevailing feeling is.
Return me to the deck.
Every time. When I'm down, he always comes on and tells me it's not as bad as I think. And when I'm up here, he'll always say, well, let's slow our roll.
Right.
Let's hold our horses a little bit. He's always, a healthy mitigating emotional factor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because he's like, lifeboat. He's like, I really love this guy. I really like that guy.
He had that creepy Hub giggle
going. It was Hub excitement.
That's terrific.
And hey, why not? And he said it's the time of year to do that. He also admitted that being in here, because he spends time here as a Cub fan, the number of games that he goes to, that he was allowing for an adjustment factor for what Deuces does to his arousal level.
Okay. It's arousal level.
Dan, it makes sense. Like, everything he needed a number one target. They got him. You need improvements inside and outside. Burton and Gabriel are both inside guys. Cam Meredith comes back. That's an upgrade outside. Mm-hmm. He needs pass catchers. And if you watched the Chiefs offense, and obviously I probably watched the most of it of anyone here.
I would hope so.
I would hope so. Like, they spread the ball around a lot. It's different guys on the field. It's, you know, the Eagles, right? Alshon Jeffrey led them in receiving yards, and he didn't have 1,000.
And it's not needing formation to dictate who's open. And this is something we discussed at length yesterday. The number of times Dowell Loggins had to run a stack.
Oh, or the bunch.
A bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Or that one side diamond to get one free release.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe. And if they get the free release, then Trubisky has to know who he's throwing to and put the ball there.
You know, I have to tell you the truth. I had a Platteville flashback today when I was listening to you describing the Alex Gibbs blocking schemes. You and what was the cat's name? Joe Stevenson from one of the periphery papers?
Northwest Herald, right?
The Northwest Herald, yeah. You guys in your underwear
eating
on the second floor of Francis Porter Hall.
Remember when is the lowest form of conversation.
The summer. Oh, you should have. It was the burn Bernstein that I love hearing on this radio station when he talks about football with the enthusiasm of a child. Football can bring that out in this lad.
There was a cheese manufacturer, a dairy down the road. I think it was in Darlington. It was somewhere. There was a fabulous dairy that made an extra sharp cheddar cheese that they would stock at the local grocery store, which was called Dick's, which was the subject of endless Platteville jokes.
Well, their marketing campaign set it up for it. What was the billboard?
No, it was the...
What was the billboard?
It wasn't that. It was their frequent customer card was literally a Dick's Insider card. I'm not making that up. That was the card.
I have to tell you the truth.
Get it hole-punched? What do you do with this card?
You were or you were not.
All four of us have been lucky to go to a lot of places to talk about sports. We've been very lucky.
Yeah.
Platteville, Wisconsin holds so many of my fondest memories of this business. I miss it so much.
God, it was great.
I so miss Platteville, Wisconsin.
There was even the Black Hawk Lake had terrific bass fishing.
A Mark Bortz recommendation.
Yeah, practice would be over. I'd buy leeches and I'd go wading in Black Hawk Lake. You know what? It makes me think of simpler, easier and more stressless times when I had nothing I had to give a crap about other than the Bears blocking
stuff. Right. You weren't a father just yet.
I wasn't even married.
Not a homeowner, right. Not anything.
No.
Yeah, that's great.
That was awesome.
Just an annoying penis.
Yeah. My wife right now.
Right.
Yeah. I am married. Yeah.
I'm living it. Living it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys can live through us. Yeah, I guess my best training camp on the road, it was St. Joseph, Missouri, but you would do the drive from Kansas City every day. But this was 3 years ago, and you could still smoke cigarettes in the bars.
My kind of place.
And it was just disgusting. And everything that you would think St. Joseph, Missouri for training camp is, it was there.
We get to see the tableau today. We're going to get 5 Bears free agents all in a row.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Ryan Pace is going to talk at 2. Do we know?
We are hopeful that he's going to talk.
We want him to.
Who would introduce the players?
Ted. Coach Ted.
Right?
Yeah. So you'll hear it at 2 for as long as we find it to be interesting.
Are you going to have any of them or him on after?
Hopefully.
Okay.
That is the plan. Mark Rohde is out there. He'll join us later in the show, our new Bears reporter. But he's going to hopefully facilitate a guest or two to come on after the press conference.
This transition is brought to you by the Tile Shop. The Tile Shop is open to both pros and the public with 12 Chicago area locations. Visit tileshop.com. It's a hard show to do during the NCAA tournament because so much of what's going on is going on around you and in real time. And it's your eyes are on many games and your head is on something else.
Well, you just have to bet on all of them. And so then you
that
have
makes it easier.
It makes it easier because then you've got investment and all that. And Dan, I can only assume after you did so well in your Super Bowl prop contest that you are now team degenerate, right?
No, I'm not.
You've got to get there.
My son filled out a bracket, so I'm going to let him make the decisions for everybody. He's got Purdue beating Missouri in the final.
I
don't like his chances.
I don't either.
Purdue beating Missouri.
As I said when I tweeted the picture of it, my son apparently is eating Tide Pods.
Yes.
Because that's the only thing that's going to explain that. But, I get a kick out of the size of the action. I love the anticipation, but the overall gravity of the fact that in all these places, simultaneously, so much is going on, just from a sports perspective, is really cool, even if you're not invested literally or figuratively in any of the teams.
We're invested.
Yes, we are.
Financially.
Okay.
Our show pot debuts in, 52 minutes when Loyola takes the floor.
Yeah. That's right.
And where are we on that game?
We have a $25. That's our mag. This is a show rule as we're making this all up as we go.
Okay.
If we're going to make an emotional move, the max is $25. So we have $25 on Porter Mosier. And if they don't cover, I want to visit with him after the show to talk to him about his second half defensive problems.
And his next job. So how do you define emotional versus intellectual? Though,
just to have action.
You could have action. But you could fool yourself. You could fool yourself into thinking one is the other at either point and lie to yourself about
it. You're
right.
Yeah, I disagree with the rule, frankly. Okay. I want to just throw more money at the problem, but Dan has very generously donated $1,100 in his gambling
account. That's a lot of Ford F-150s moving. That's a lot of American steel.
That's the Eagles covering a 6.5-point teaser bet as a favorite on Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
By the way, Alshon Jeffrey did have a big Super Bowl, not to split hairs with you, but I think he only caught three passes.
Sure. A couple of big catches, though. And he has one that if it comes back.
Yeah, I know you're a words man.
It's much, much
You made it sound like he had 11 catches or something like that.
52 catches, I think, in that game.
52
Absolutely.
In that game?
Yeah. No, hyperbolic. I love it.
Speaking of which, I asked Connor this just apropos of nothing last night via text. I was wondering, is Bernstein and McKnight the first major market sports radio show made up of two English majors? Has that ever happened?
I don't
before?
Know.
You don't have that? Is that a problem for that? Yeah. You can put down?
It's just rare, because usually you get somebody with a
English
broadcasting something.
Or a journalism degree.
Or
right.
a former
or
athlete
a who,
in sociology or
yep.
whatever.
Yep.
Sociology.
I tried for a journalism
I like degree. To know what people do.
That's the Duke basketball major. That's the whole phony baloney.
That's what I did to build the team.
Our athletes are also students. So when we use the term student-athlete, we're telling the truth in a way that other schools are not.
It's very good.
My it is
ass.
Good.
That's about as smug of a voice as you could do. That's perfect.
Trying to.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's all it is. They funnel them into this created basketball major they call sociology.
I uttered the three greatest words in golf when I walked in today. Where's Tiger at? Isn't this cool?
That's awesome.
Isn't it cool?
After a double, too. After a double,
right.
back in it to
yeah.
rebound.
Why is he
something.
Not on television for us here?
He's done.
He was. He's
oh, he's
done
on.
For the day.
Okay.
Yeah, finished
so just
up.
Turn it off.
Yeah,
Tiger's
it's
done.
Over. It's done.
Tune in again tomorrow.
I was following it hole by hole on the Tiger tracker.
One off the lead now after a double bogey on his back nine, which was the front. To me, it's amazing, and he did this a little bit the other weekend. He has rebounded from bad holes. Which is yeah. something that I didn't think he'd be able to do mm-hmm. for a lot of different reasons. Not so much the mindset stuff, but a lot to do with the physical nature of where he's at.
How about just playing in back-to-back tournaments? The guy has had four back surgeries, and it looks like he's not going to have any more DNPs or withdrawals or
Maybe.
Anything like that.
Friday, Saturday, tomorrow and Saturday are huge for me for the Masters, getting interested again and watching the whole thing. I mean, if he's there, he's there. If he's not,
you watch Sunday. Dan Hicks, when he was trying, he acted like he had discovered a new form of medical technology, and it was fusion surgery. Well, tell us what kind of fusion. If you want to get technical, Dr. Bernstein is watching.
Something was fused
it
to
was
something
fusion
else.
Fusion surgery. Well, what does that mean exactly, Dan? Tell us why that's significant. Was it lumbar fusion? Was it right. cervical fusion? Tell us a little bit more about it if you're going to take me into the operating room.
Nuclear fusion.
Dan
it was
Hicks.
Two hydrogen atoms becoming helium. It's still, and one of the reasons why this is great. I was watching golf even when Tiger was gone. It is the single best broadcast sport on television across the board.
I can't disagree with you.
Every network,
but I can't.
Even Fox.
Right.
Fox
it is
was
so
awful.
Visually intoxicating. A Sunday afternoon in the armchair.
The analysis, the commentary.
Yes.
They'll
that
be
too.
Honest with you it, about right, what guys just right. did.
They're all experts. When they slow down the swing and they're explaining where the elbow is. I mean, if you had that in baseball, if you had a pitcher, and at any point in the game, you had an expert to that level.
Yep.
Breaking that down.
It's good.
And they're fearless when it comes to saying that's a bad shot. They're not trying to fluff coaches all the time. You know, they're not always this guy is so great and this guy is so great.
I love it when they get it shoved up their backside though. Johnny Miller, Craig Perks when he won the Players Championship, I think that was 0-3, 0-4, somewhere in there. He hit driver on 18 and didn't need to. And he made four. He made his par. This is a stupid thing. Johnny Miller
right.
just giving
right.
it to him. But just giving it to him. Made par and won the tournament.
Sorry, I was watching Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Trey Young hit a go-ahead three two possessions ago. Then Rhode Island came back, took the lead. We got less than a minute left. Rhode Island up two. Trey Young with the ball coming out of a timeout here, boys. I'm laying the 1.5 with Rhode Island. It's right on the
nice.
Spread. I'll be updating you on all the spread action throughout the day. But potentially a signature tournament moment for Trey Young coming.
He's
getting out of the
off.
First round.
Excited young man right here.
Oh, my God. If we didn't have a new show, because I know college basketball isn't huge.
You would have taken the day off?
Yeah, I would have taken tomorrow off. Yeah,
I Friday. Told him he could take tomorrow
you.
Off.
Right.
If you want
told
to take
you.
Tomorrow,
one of those
off.
Guys.
We
did the different guys today in the first hour of the show, talking about multiple bracket guy, talking about too enthusiastic alma mater guy.
I'm bet every game guy.
Take these two games off guy is a different guy or a subset of the others.
I am absolutely take those 2 days off and watch ball.
It's so great. It's just, it's the culmination of the vast majority of their basketball careers. It's a single elimination tournament. Yep. There's been talk in the NBA of shortening the playoffs to increase the ratings to make it closer to single elimination.
That talk needs to end because the ratings are fine and more games means more revenue.
No, I know. But
the talk is
And Daryl Morey, I mean, this is a smart, forward-thinking guy. He has advocated for experimenting with a single elimination NBA playoff format because he thinks the ratings would approach once it got to the NBA Finals.
Like, I'm down.
Like the Super Bowl.
I'm just, down. Just the
you
back
are,
half
because it means
of,
less basketball.
Like the 8-9
Actually,
attempts,
I think
right?
the NBA season
well, that's
should
more
model
likely
the
to
NCAA.
Actually happen. He's talking about the whole playoffs. Like, he is absolutely, he has floated. It'll never happen, obviously. No. But he says we should be exploring everything, and he thinks, look at what they do for March Madness. They still make all of the money from television that anybody could want. Put it into the NBA, we'll get Super Bowl ratings.
Yeah, like that's for a segment in and of itself. But what's great about the NBA is how unlikely upsets are.
Oh, listen, you and I are never going to complain about the NBA playoffs.
The better team is always going with the team with the transformational generational player is going to win four games before you can win four games. I would hate that kind of randomness.
I understand, and it is what makes the NBA playoffs special, but I think the fact that they're even exploring it, and they'll never do it. It was just something that Daryl Morey floated one time. But it's
Regional is Jim Spanarkle at? Do we know?
I don't know.
Shep, you got our broadcasters? Got it. I know it's tourney time when Jim Spanarkle is sitting next to Ian Eagle.
Isn't that every Brooklyn Nets game?
I believe it is. He's no longer on the tournament?
No.
Oh,
Ian Eagle. Ian Eagle and those guys. It's the same. That's the same crew that does Brooklyn Nets games on.
Yeah, with Sarah Kusta. Right?
Yeah, on the Yes Network. Yeah. Sorry. I'm looking for spreads here. We got 48 seconds left.
Good luck with this today.
It's the randomness that is fun with it, Dan.
It's
I'll
like
start
being
doing
in
play
Vegas,
by play.
Trying
I'll
to hold a small trial
of
an
this,
amusement park.
This. Let this be this. Let the NBA be the NBA, and everything's cool.
Of course. That'll be fine.
All right, so that's what you guys have coming up today?
Yeah.
You poking around on your phone looking for point spreads.
Yeah, you got to make halftime wagers. It should be compelling theater and radio. I know. We'll air the Bears press conference at 2 until we get bored with it.
Bruce is going to check in from Arizona.
Yep, and Mark Grody will check in from Halas Hall.
Okay, and I will tell you, the tech screen has settled down a little bit from I hate everything, I hate all of you, you're all miserable, and we're dragging Mitch Rosen down the street, burning him in effigy. It's simmered down from that to just you guys suck and I'm going to kill you.
Oh.
So it's been that, a good day.
That's
a
my
good
wheelhouse.
Day. So we have
you suck and you're going to die is
yes,
my wheelhouse.
Yeah. We've seen marked improvement in that. Just so you know. That's,
thank you for throwing kerosene on it as you walk out the door, Dan.
They know who they are and they play the role that they play.
Yes, exactly right.
Have a wonderful show. Great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks,
out in Elk Grove Village.
That's right. We'll be at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village tomorrow. We're McNeil and Parkins coming up next on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.